The 17-year-old involved in the car crash that resulted in the death of two local parents is still in the hospital and may face manslaughter or murder charges upon his release, according to San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff. No arrests have been made, according to DET. Sergeant Nick Perna of the Redwood City Police Department, who told The Pulse that reports of any arrests related to this case are false. Four other people were also injured in the November 4 collision, including the two passengers in the teen's car and the seven-year-old twin daughters of San Carlos residents Gregory Amon, 44, and Grace Spiridon, 42, who died in the crash. A close-up of one of the vehicles involved in the accident. Heather Mann. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, according to the Redwood City Police Department. Police are evaluating factors such as the traffic conditions, the speed of the juvenile's vehicle and statements from witnesses, according to Wagstaff. Wagstaff said his office is reviewing the case and plans to file charges once the driver is released from the hospital, where he's being treated for injuries from the crash. The DA is considering both vehicular manslaughter and second-degree murder charges. Whether the minor was drag racing is an important element in determining the appropriate charges, Wagstaff said. While a misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter conviction carries a sentence of up to 1 year in county jail, a felony conviction means the driver could face up to 6 years in a state prison. If charged with second-degree murder, the minor could face 15 years to life in prison. No decisions will be announced until the minor is available to go to court, which could be within the next few days or weeks, Wagstaff said. Anyone with information about the crash is asked to contact the Investigations Unit of the Redwood City Police Department, 650-780-7111.